for hanging up stuff.
It can be just a small room off of, mm-hmm. off of your bedroom, say.
Doesn't have to be a closet, huh?
That's what I was thinking of.
A closet.
Yeah, another name is, instead of a closet, it's a big, heavy piece of furniture that you hang close to.
A wardrobe, okay. Or shift robe.
They mean the same thing?
I think so. I think so.
They do, me. what do you call the covered area right out in front here? Just out the door.
The street.
Well, just out the door.
Just out my door.
Uh-huh.
The walk.
Okay, before you get to the walk.
Steps.
Before you get to
the porch.
If you had a small porch that didn't have a roof, does it have another name? Or would you just call it a porch?
I would call it a porch.
Okay. Is the word stoop used about your own thing?
Not too much.
Uh-huh.
Not that I know of mine. You know, some people might say a stoop.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It might be a good name for it.
what do you call a small fenced area near the barn where you might put calves before milking? And again, you may not have a term for this.
Well, I think I know what you're talking about. Maybe we call it a pasture, would you?
Well, I probably would. Uh-huh. A lot of people have said cow pen or cow lot. Does any one of those sound familiar?
It sounds kind of familiar, but I think I would say pasture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a large wooden container, maybe about this big around at the top, that has a handle on it and you just use it to carry water or milk in?
Pail.
Okay, and if it's made out of metal, does it have the same or is it?
I would say so, a metal pail.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things?
Frying pan. A fry pan.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever call it anything else?
Skillet.
Okay.
Now, I don't really don't call it skillet, but some people do.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what about the thing when you turn the water on now?
Spigot.
And if you have the same thing on a barrel, do you call it something different or the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. And how about if it's out in the yard?
Same thing.
Same thing. let's see. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay. Do you have a name for a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that years ago they might have put 100 pounds of chicken feed in or potatoes? Is it a heavy bag?
A cocoa bag?
Yeah. Do they still use
that? I don't ever see them. Because this job that I'm on, we help low-income people with their gardens.
Uh-huh.
And they buy fertilizer. And you know, they used to have fertilizer in those cocoa bags. But now they have them in just large 100-pound paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't ever see any cocoa bags anymore.
Do you have a name for a small musical instrument about this big that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harp.
Okay, and how about another musical instrument that's made out of metal, I think, or a wire, and you hold it up to your mouth and you twang?
Now that might be one I don't know anything about. Let's see. I don't think I know anything about that one. It's not a mouth organ.
No, a little different. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I doubt that we're thinking of the same thing if it's a mouth organ. Have you ever heard people talk about a juice harp or a juice harp?
I don't think so.
French harp, breath harp?
No, all I know is just the little one that they put in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a long time since I've seen that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think this other one's pretty old-fashioned, right?
I bet so.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and a child sits here, and one sits here, and they go up and down?
Mm-hmm. A seesaw.
Okay, and if you have another similar one, instead of going up and down, the children go round and round. I think I'm thinking of something else.